Time now for Wagoner's Walk. And here is this afternoon's episode.
Alexis! Alexis!
Oh, no.
Where are you, you great
Matt! Bird?
What?
Not so loud.
Well, I want Alexis.
Well, don't go shouting all over the house for him. Spare a thought for Sophie.
How am I going to find him if I don't shout?
He'll turn up in a minute.
Oh, you've got a touching faith in him all of a sudden. He'd lay around in some corner all day if we let him. You know that as well as I do.
Well, just don't shout.
Oh, it's like living in the reading room of the British Museum, this is. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
It's not much to ask.
Not for you, maybe. It's purgatory for me. I suppose that's Sophie's breakfast.
It is.
I might have known. Why can't I have eggs and bacon and toast every day, too?
Because you're getting fat.
Oh, belt up. And I suppose you're taking it up to her on that tray?
No, I'm sending it by flying saucer. You don't begrudge her that, too, do you?
I begrudge the way she monopolises your time. I hardly saw you at all over the weekend. When you weren't at a restaurant, you were playing Scrabble with her. And I resent the way she's behaving towards Bill.
Leslie says that's normal.
Well, I don't give a hoot what Leslie says. She's no right to sound off at him like she did yesterday.
Well, it wasn't very tactful of him to go round the neighbourhood telling everybody what had happened.
Oh, everybody.
He told Donald and he told
Cliff. That's not the way it was. Bill went over to Bayswater to pick up Sophie's things. Her flatmate told him she'd had an abusive call from Fitzroy on Thursday.
And Donald?
Right. So he went to the Wagoners and he talked to him about it. Asked him where he was on Friday night. Cliff just happened to be there.
Well, what did he find out?
Fitzroy's innocent.
Definitely.
He's got an alibi. Bill wouldn't tell me what, but he reckons it's okay. So, whoever it was attacked Sophie, it wasn't Fitzroy. And whatever Sophie thinks, Bill hasn't been shouting it out on street corners.
Perhaps I should tell her.
I shouldn't bother. I doubt it would change anything. Where Bill's concerned, she just doesn't want to know.
Morning, Lynn. Morning, Matt.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Sophie.
Is that my breakfast?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to bring it up to you.
Oh, well, do you mind if I have it down here?
No, of course. Oh, I'm afraid the bacon's got a bit frizzled.
It's okay, I don't mind.
I never dreamt to see you up and dressed this morning.
Well, I thought I'd show willing. In fact, I thought I'd come down to the restaurant with you at lunchtime, Lynn. Sort of dabble a toe in the deep end.
Do you think you're ready?
Yeah, well, I've got to face up to it sometime, haven't I?
Come in.
It's me.
Oh, hello, Dickon.
Can you, spare me a couple of minutes?
Well, I can spare you 3.5 minutes, exactly. You know how titchy Morris gets if we're late for the editorial conference, and we don't want to spoil his day, do we? Well, what can I do for you, Dickon?
Well, it's more personal than business, actually.
Yes.
But it does have a bearing on business, sort of, so I thought you wouldn't object if I talked to you during office hours.
Mm-hmm.
Both in your capacity as editor and landlord.
Dickon, I don't want to rush you, but your first 20 seconds have just gone down the drain.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll keep it brief.
Yeah. Well, I bumped into Rob Pengilly on Friday evening, and he's asked me if I'd like to share his flat.
Oh, has he now?
Well, there are quite a few things in favour. Financially, of course, it would be a saving for both of us, and it would also have the advantage that I'd be much closer to the office than I am at the moment, which could only improve my efficiency.
Really?
However, I gather you do have a sort of rule not to take in members of your staff as tenants, so if you don't approve, Rob and I will quite understand. I think that just about sums it up.
Well, now, in fact, there isn't a rule as such which says I don't take in members of my staff as tenants.
Oh.
We've never had any as tenants because, well, in the main, my staff see quite enough of me at work without having to chat on the stairs of number one as well. nor do they particularly want me to know the more intimate details of their private lives. And I don't want to either.
No.
So the arrangement is not without its hazards, and not one to be entered into lightly.
You're against, then?
Not in principle. Now, I'm just giving you the opportunity for second thoughts.
Yes.
So maybe you'd like to sleep on it. But preferably not in the editorial conference. Oh, that'll be Morris. Yes?
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Morris.
It's a couple of seconds to 10.
Yes, we're on our way.
Right. It seems we're not to be honoured by Miss Franks' presence this morning because she's seeing the doctor for her monthly checkup. Though why it has to be at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, I don't know. She could hardly choose a less convenient time. After you.
Yes, thank you, Morris. Prior's Restaurant.
Rob.
Yeah?
It's me, Dickon.
Oh, hello, Dickon. What's new?
I've just had a word with Mike Nash about sharing your flat.
And?
He says it's all right with him if it's all right with me.
Hey, that's great. How soon can you move in?
Well, listen, Robbie. You see, the thing is, I'm not at all sure it's such a good idea.
Why not?
Well, you know, Mike's pointed out the pitfalls.
What pitfalls?
It is a little tricky living in your boss's house.
Well, it didn't seem to be all that much objection on Friday night.
I was tight as an owl on Friday night.
Well, you seemed quite keen when you phoned me on Saturday.
Well, perhaps I did. But now that Mike spelled it out to me in the cold light of a Monday morning...
You've decided to change your mind.
No, but I have decided to sleep on it a bit.
Do what you like.
I didn't think you'd get uptight about it.
I'm not uptight about it. It just seemed like a good idea, that's all.
Well, I haven't said it's off, have I? I've simply said I'd sleep on it a bit longer. I've slipped out of the editorial conference to put you in the picture straight away, so that if you get any other offers...
Other offers? I'm being deluged with them. Listen, Dick, and thanks for ringing. Let me know as soon as you've made your mind up, okay? Cheers.
Rob?
In the office. Hi, Lynn.
I've brought a visitor.
Sophie! How are things?
Oh, I'm not a visitor, Lynn. I work here. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Well, don't just stand there.
I'm glad to see you, that's all. I wasn't expecting you back yet.
None of us were. She just came down to breakfast and calmly announced she'd be coming into the restaurant.
You won't be working, though, will you, Sophie?
Well, I'll see how I feel.
Sit yourself down.
Oh, thanks.
She's not looking too bad, is she?
Oh, she's looking great.
Hey, I haven't thanked you for your note.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it was very sweet of you.
Well, I just felt guilty, you know, about not having done anything when your flatmate rang.
Yeah, well, what could you have done?
Scoured the neighbourhood, phoned the police.
They wouldn't have been interested. Well, look, you could have been missing for 24 hours, or you can forget it. No, don't worry, Rob. You don't have to feel guilty. There's nothing anybody could have done. C'est la vie.
I'm sorry anyway.
Thanks.
Found a bad cheque this morning, Lynn.
Oh, Lord.
From Friday night. It's okay, though. It'll be all right. The guy's a regular customer. You've forgotten to sign it, that's all. Wendy should have noticed. So should I come to that. I'll mention it to him when he comes in.
Okay.
Oh, matter of fact, Sophie, it was your Mr. Digby.
Mr. Digby?
Wendy was off sick on Friday. It must have been Val.
Mr. Digby?
Sophie, you all right? That was the voice.
Hey.
Mr. Digby?
It was his voice. I know it was. It was him. It was him.
Oh. I'll phone the police. Pass me the telephone list.
Right. Steady, Sophie, now.
Have we got a phone number for Digby? Or an address?
Not as far as I know. Well, I do know where he works, I think.
Oh, well, that'll do. Oh, yes. Hello. Could you give me the CID?
So, the general consensus of opinion is that Debbie handled the checkout column very well last week. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Right, so a toast to her in her absence, then. Next item?
Crime.
Hmm?
The local rate of violent crime. It's frighteningly high. It's a wonder to me any woman is still prepared to go out at all after dark in this part of London. I've been on to the desk sergeant at the local police station this morning... And there was another case of rape on Friday evening.
What, on the heath?
Well, in this case, as it happens, it was nowhere near the heath. It was in the playground of a school, a little way off the main road.
Any leads?
Well, not as of an hour ago, no. Anyway, I think we should go to town on this issue. Make people aware. Force the council into improving the street lighting and educate women into what they can do to make things hard on the guy if they have the misfortune to be attacked.
Like issuing them with police whistles, for instance?
Well, yes. Or karate. Or judo. Or just simply keeping in pairs.
Look, it isn't our job to be alarmist.
How can we be alarmist when these things are happening all the time?
Well, I still feel in this case that a few lines of factual reporting...
Wedged in between the lost umbrellas and the stolen bikes.
Not exactly, no.
It wouldn't have any impact, Mike. A few factual lines about an anonymous victim.
I must say I do agree with him, Mike.
I know who she is.
You do?
It's Sophie Richmond.
Oh.
God.
She was on her way home from Pryor's.
But that's marvellous.
Doesn't make any difference, Morris. We still can't identify her. We'd be breaking the law.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. I think we'd be safe. You see, the case isn't before the court yet, and...
I don't think that makes any difference.
Well, why not?
Well, law or no law, Morris, it's an intolerable invasion of privacy.
Well, it's in a damn good cause.
I don't see it like that. That girl's been raped. And the last thing she'll want is to have her name in large letters across the front page of the Herald.
Okay, then we'll ask her. No, on second thoughts, we'll do even better than that. We'll get her to give us an interview in depth.
She'd refuse.
Well, how do we know till we ask?
Who would carry out this interview, Morris?
It would have to be a woman.
Uh-huh. Liz?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because I disagree. That's why. But just to gain a few more readers, I should have... Well, it doesn't bear thinking about. Even if I got any answers to my questions, which I wouldn't.
Well, Debbie, then. Or Maria, or Jill.
No, I don't think so, Morris.
Eh?
I'm afraid it just is not.
Look, would you mind telling me your reasons? Apart from the fact that this paper seems to have a policy of pussyfooting around.
My main reason is quite simply that by attracting attention to this sort of thing, we somehow give it credence. We make it more tangible. Permissible, even.
Aye. Well, I don't accept that.
There is statistical evidence.
I don't accept that either.
Well, that's my ruling. A piece of straightforward reporting, just a few lines. A young woman was attacked and sexually assaulted in such and such a playground on Friday night. You know the form. Any other business?
Do sit down, sir.
Oh. Thank you. Sergeant?
The name's Hennig, sir. Detective Constable Hennig.
Ah, you're the one who spoke to me on the telephone in the office.
That's right, sir. And I'd like to thank you for coming up here so promptly.
I wondered what was the matter, why you wanted to see me.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I may.
Yes, of course.
About your whereabouts on Friday night.
Last Friday?
Yes.
Oh, I went out for a meal. Yes, I live alone, you see. One doesn't always feel like cooking for oneself.
No. And where did you go for the meal, sir?
One of the local restaurants. Is it important?
Well, it would help if I had the name.
Pryor's.
Pryor's. Go there often, do you, sir?
Yes, I suppose I'm a fairly regular customer. Mm.
Know any of the waitresses by name?
One or two.
Well, for instance...
There's Val. Wendy. And there's one called Sophie or something.
Sophie Richmond, sir?
Possibly. Why?
She was raped on Friday evening. She claims it was you, sir. She claims to have recognised your voice. Now, it shouldn't be too difficult for us to obtain corroborative forensic evidence, sir.
Sergeant, it wasn't rape. She wanted it to happen. She may have the running. You can hardly call that rape. ¶¶